Now, big story in America. A certain leading 70-something politician is in trouble over the way he treated women many years ago. You might think I'm talking about Donald Trump, but actually, I'm talking about his Democratic frontrunner, the candidate who will take him on to be president, Joe Biden. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, can tell us all.
Allegedly treated women, Andrew.
Allegedly,
and
of course, is
absolutely the nub of the story that we're dealing with here today. Joe Biden has finally broken his silence on allegations from a former Senate staffer by the name of Tara Reid that back in 1993, she was physically and sexually assaulted by then Senator Joe Biden, who, of course, was a member of the Senate from the state of Delaware for many, many years before he became Barack Obama's vice president. Ms. Reid claims that she reported the assault at the time. Certainly we know that at one point her mother publicly spoke out about her daughter having been assaulted by a senior figure in Washington, although she didn't name Joe Biden at the time. In the last few days, neighbors and acquaintances of Tara Reid have said that she told them of the assault at around the time that it occurred. And so there has been a drumbeat pushing Joe Biden in the direction of a television camera, and that's where he found himself this morning on MSNBC.
It is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never happened, and it didn't. It never happened.
The former vice president, who, of course, is the presumed Democratic Party's presidential candidate in this November's election, taking on President Donald Trump, was asked if at any point he had reached out to Ms. Reid to discuss the allegations. It was also asked whether he remembered her. Did he recall having any interactions with her in the past? As you'll hear here, he slightly sidesteps that question.
I don't remember any type of complaint she may have made. It was 27 years ago, and I don't remember, nor does anyone else that I'm aware of. And the fact is that I don't remember. I don't remember any complaint ever having been made.
Have you, or your campaign, have you reached out to her?
No, I have not reached out to her. It's 27 years ago. This never happened. And when she first made the claim, we made it clear that it never happened. And that's as simple as that.
Never a good day when a presidential candidate has to go in front of the cameras and deny allegations of this kind. Joe Biden is now asking the Secretary of the Senate to scour the National Archives to see whether the complaint that Ms. Reid claims she filed in 1993 can indeed be found. He says he is confident that it will not be found because he's confident that if she had filed a complaint, it would have been brought to his attention at the time. At the White House, of course, this is manna from heaven for a president who himself has faced accusations from no fewer than 25 separate women over the course of the last few years. And Joe Biden's appearance on television came on the day that the president's brand new press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, was holding her first briefing. This is what she has just said within the last few minutes about Joe Biden's comments.
Well, what I would say is that we are pleased that the former vice president has decided to go on the record. It took him less than, 16 hours to follow the advice of the President of the United States and come out and publicly address those claims. So, you know, we're glad to see that he's on the record on this.
While she was talking, we learned that the president has given an interview in which he says that he believes that Ms. Reid's accusations are more substantive than any of the accusations that were voiced against now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. You'll remember that when he was named as President Trump's pick to sit on the Supreme Court, there were all sorts of allegations of impropriety behavior and sexual assault in his past that came to dominate his Supreme Court hearings up on Capitol Hill. Ultimately, he managed to win his seat on the Supreme Court. But interesting that President Trump is choosing to weigh in this regard, especially given, Andrew, that he has such a problematic record of his own when it comes to accusations of inappropriate behavior towards women. But look, this is very problematic for Joe Biden, and it's very problematic for the Democrats. This is absolutely the last thing they want to be talking about as they prepare to head out onto the campaign trail between now and November and present Joe Biden as very much the anti-Trump. Instead, today, he finds himself having to respond to allegations not entirely dissimilar to some of those that President Trump has faced in the past.
And just briefly, Simon, do you think he's done enough to close it down today? Didn't sense he had.
No, definitely not. No, he's breathed new life into it today. And I think that was always the danger of giving this interview. I mean, by inviting people to scour the National Archives looking for her complaint, I mean, that just guarantees that this story, at least over the short term, is going to run. And look, I mean, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how women voters in particular react to this. We know that President Trump has got enormous difficulty winning the support of women voters. Voters in some of those crucial battleground states that will determine the outcome of the election. But is this going to hamper Joe Biden? We'll have to see where it goes.
All right, that's LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks on the difficulties for Joe Biden.